Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 66 for Friday, August 7th, 2015.
Welcome to the Weekly Dose of Fat radio program.
Hello, everybody.
Bienvenidos, amigos. Say hello to the one and only JK McLivin.
Ah, it's just a grand honor to be here, my boy.
Yeah, true that.
Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you by Surly. Surly has the crazy habit of creating cycling innovation that creates huge waves of fun. Learn more about bikes and fun at surlybikes.com.
So, JK, what's happening on this week's radio program?
We will be taking calling guests all show long to ask the question, if your fairy fat mother appeared and granted you one wish for any existing fat bike available right now, which fat bike would you ask for? We'll have this week's special guest, Olav Stenlund of Bike Life in Swedish Lapland. We reveal next week's calling question, Batman and Ronin episode check-in. We'll talk fat bike and plus bike news in the Fatty Farm Field Report. And as always, we've got fat and plus links from all over the internet.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Ba-chong, ba-chong.
Gomez is going ba-chong. To Single Speed USA this weekend. It's just going to have a little hams to lubricate.
Oh. If Benji calls, we should have him be the designated drinker.
Yeah. The show. Yeah, they're big on that up that way. All right, let's take a quick break. When we return, next week's call-in question will be revealed to all.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio.
And we are back. JK, what is next week's call-in question?
The question will be, what is your favorite aspect of fat-adventure-mountain-biking? Or fat-adventure-mountain-biking?
Or just fat biking. But
in
just,
general, yeah. When you're on an adventure doing your fat biking.
Well, yes. I think I might be leading the witness there again.
Go out there, on there.
Call in next week and we'll discuss this at 818-918-2453.
Once again, that's 818-918-BIKE.
And, you know, we're here 8 to 9 Wednesdays.
Yeah. And you
think we told people this often enough, you know, people would actually call in, wouldn't you?
I know. But they can call in anytime, too, and leave a message. I think people are shy.
Yeah, some people just don't want to know how much, you know, don't want us to know how much fun they're having.
Or
don't keep it all yourself. Come on now.
Hold on a second. We got Olav calling in, so everybody else who's listening, give us a chance to talk to Olav from Sweden here, because I think he's staying up pretty late.
Yeah, it's like 3 in the morning where you are, right, Olav?
Welcome to the radio program.
Hey, guys. Yeah, Quite early in the morning. 2 o'clock.
Yeah, so did you stay up late or did you wake up early?
Both. I went to sleep for a few hours with the kids and then I set the clock so I could wake up now.
Right on. Well, it's an honor to have you calling in from halfway around the world, or a quarter of the way around anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty cool, actually. I love it. Thanks for having me. It's awesome.
So first thing we got to do is we have to congratulate you on your wedding, bro.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thank you. It's been quite a summer.
Yeah, it's awesome. How are weddings in Sweden? Are there traditions like smashing glasses for Greeks, or do you have your own kind of traditions?
No, I don't think so. We have just our wedding was kind of special. We had burlesque strippers, clowns and people singing and dancing, so it was quite awesome, actually.
Olav, invite me to your next wedding, Olav.
The Swedish way.
Olav Stenlund, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen. I want to party with you, mic cowboy. Drop, sir. Yeah.
Welcome to Sweden.
So, my man, tell us about your summit.
Yeah, that's quite a big thing, actually. We're going up to the mountains like every year for riding our bikes, and it's quite far north. I mean, we live about 40 kilometers. I must think. Yeah, we use the metric system, so south of the Arctic Circle, and this is pretty far above the Arctic Circle, so it's an Arctic summit. And the idea is to invite people from all over the world to come ride with us. But this year was kind of it's more of a demo version to see how we will get everything organized. So there will be about 15-20 riders this year, and next year we're going global.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be quite a logistical, you know, you got to do a lot of logistical planning to make it happen. So that would seem like this year, that's kind of what you're staking out, so you can actually invite the world?
Yeah, precisely. We have this friend of mine who is one of the organizers, Fredrik. His name is Fredrik Broman, and he has very good connection. He's in the business, so to say, in the tourist business. And we have some agents working on the English market up there in Björklid, and that he knows. And so we got very good contacts for doing all this stuff. So we'll see.
Well, right on. So are you going to have any sort of advocacy angle to your summit? You're obviously going to go ride. You're going to, are you going to do anything with reindeer? Because it's Lapland.
Yeah, we might. Some reindeer hunting. No, I mean, it's...
Did you say hunting or humping?
We do both. No, but I mean, the hotel and the huts that we can stay in is kind of located almost by the tree line, so it's all big mountain area, so it's no transportation. You're just on the mountain right up the bore, basically. So it's awesome riding and very, very good for fat bikes. I've ridden both my old regular full suspension bike there and the fat bike, and let me tell you, the fat bike really enjoys that area.
Cool, man.
But there will be kind of guided rides and party at the night and dinners and barbecues outside, and yeah, well, it's kind of a festival. We want to make it like old school mountain bike tradition, just having fun riding bikes, maybe some competitions. We're not sure yet, but it's just going to be for fun.
Yeah, that's the feeling I get out of fat biking. It's one of the things that attracted me to it, just like mountain biking did in like 1985, was that yeah, it's a bunch of people out there having fun. And you know, I just hope our little fat bike niche here doesn't explode like fat biking did, or mountain biking did, right, and ruin it for everybody. So, you know, you guys being way up there, sounds like just the fact that you have to get there would weed out a lot of people who probably don't belong there in the first place.
Yeah. I'm just reading this book about the birth of mountain biking called, I think it's called Fat Tire Flyer. Mm-hmm. And it's just the same thing that we're doing right now all over the world, just hanging out, riding bikes. It's amazing. I really like the fat bike community also. It's so global and so familiar in some weird way. I mean, here we are talking across the ocean. I mean,
that's why I always say it's the worldwide fat bike tribe, man. We're all cousins.
Well, I think one of the things to me that's different about how fat biking has kind of spread worldwide, how we met you on the internet, we started, you know, communicating because of the website and this and that. That's something that didn't really happen in the early days of mountain biking. You had to be at events and you had to kind of meet people out on the trail and, you know.
Or at bike shops.
Yeah.
We used to go to bike shops.
Bike shops. But now, you know, there's people out there doing their own thing. And, you know, we've got this Fat Bike Ambassador program we're working on. And the reason we're doing that is because, you know, we're not actually in Australia right now or in Sweden, but we sure love to know what's going on. Right. So, you know, people calling in from areas like you, it's just super awesome. And that never would have happened in the old days.
It's true.
No, exactly. They had to put a lot of more effort also into to communicate and get people. And but the internet is amazing. I mean, I had people coming over here already from England. I had this friend Kevin who's coming over like in 2 weeks, and he's been here three times. And we go ice riding out in the archipelago, and we go mountain riding in the wind in the summer. So it's really amazing. And a Spanish guy came up also for ice riding from just riding with us on the ice. So it's the internet is amazing to connect people.
Cool, man. Because I know those stories because I read.
I've read those stories.
So, hey, I got one question. Speaking of your blog, we spied that you were on French TV. Is that Lars that's staring at the camera as you talk in French?
No. That's not the Lars. That's my friend Anders. And also my friend Sven.
I'm just trying to put names to faces from 2,000 miles away. I want to be Lars' friend, too.
He's a good guy.
All right, dude. Well, thanks for calling in. Do you have
and staying up late or getting up early.
Yeah. Do you have an answer to our question, this week's question? Do you believe in your, first of all, do you believe that in your fairy fat mother?
Of course I do.
I mean, you're Swedish. You have to, like, know that gnomes, anything that breaks on your bicycle, it's because those damn gnomes, mushroom-eating little buggers.
I have a good hand with them, so my bikes hold up pretty good.
Mine usually do, too, but every once in a while, man, it's like, kablam.
Once in a while. I would most definitely go for the Buxo. The Salsa Buxo seems to be such an amazing bike.
That was when I was riding with George this weekend. He owns the bike shop. I understand. I don't know if I can release numbers, but I'm going to do it anyway. The 17th biggest salsa dealer in the world is George.
Dun, 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 dun.
And he said the same thing, Olav. He said that if he had to sell every other bike he had, he'd definitely have a Buxo. For sure.
Yeah.
It was like hands down, like not even, it wasn't even a question. He's like, oh yeah, Buxo.
The carbon one or the aluminum one?
Either way. And they are awesome bikes.
That is two votes for the Buxo. So the future is now.
Do you have a tally sheet going yet?
Oh, I don't.
We've got to get a tally sheet going.
All right,
Olav. Awesome of you to stay up late again and call in. We really appreciate it. And it's so cool talking to people from somewhere that's not here. Even Petoskey, Michigan or something. But Sweden's even better.
You like it all.
Yeah, awesome. Very, very, very cool to be on the show. And thank you, guys. And thank you for spreading the fat love all over the world. You're doing a great job.
All right. Well, you know, if you ever have insomnia at 3 a.m. on another Wednesday night, feel free to call in. Or, you know, Olav, honestly, what you can do is call the same number, even if we're not on the air. And if you've got something that you want to, you know, just report on, you can leave a voicemail and we'll work the voicemail into the show. Because I don't know if everybody knows this, but we're going to actually do this live. Because you're going to listen to this on a Friday. Yeah. And so I do have the opportunity during that that ensuing thing called Thursday to add in, you know, just voicemails from you and anybody else that wants to call in. So feel free when you're at work and bored.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah, right on, man.
I'll give you a call from the summit. Just a short report.
That would be awesome, Olav. Thank you again.
Yeah.
Get some sleep, man.
I will. We'll start work soon.
All right, man.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that was Olav telling us about bike life in Swedish Lapland. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Paul from Paul's Components. You're listening to Fat Bike Radio. Have a great ride.
One taste and you'll agree, you can't find a more fresh, flavorful, first quality product than Texas Pete Hot Sauce. Texas Pete makes history with every batch. Try mixing Texas Pete with melted butter as a dipping sauce for your next order of shrimp, and you'll agree, nothing wakes up food like Texas Pete. TexasPete.com.
Welcome to the program, caller from Decorah, Iowa. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, Benji.
Benji!
Benji.
What's happening, man? How are you doing?
Are you going to be
guys?
Are you going to be our Decorah ambassador?
Mr. Decorah ambassador.
I do not take responsibility for that title, but I'll talk to you from Decorah.
You have so many people there that would make good ambassadors, like the captain could do like a segment, and Deke could do a segment, and
you could do interviews.
I could do some impersonations if you want me to.
Can you do captain or Deke? Who do you like better?
No, I can't do either. I have seen all of them lately, though. Good.
So we have a proposal for you. I think that if you want to stay on the line for the whole show, you could be our designated drinker.
Do you currently have a libation in your hand?
I will shortly.
Now that I've been put on the spot, I've got to go to the refrigerator.
The best thing I've heard all day.
Hopefully you have some sort of, you know, local fine brew and, you know, just count them off for us.
Oh, they got Toppling Goliath right in town.
Right, I know.
They make a good brew there.
What's that?
We do. We've got, and you know, things like that. And funny enough, I think the coldest thing I have is a Lagunitas Daytime, so I'm just going to go with that.
There you go. That's a good session beer.
I lived in Petaluma for a few years. Yeah, so that counts.
Oh, really? Nice. Hey, before we actually talk fat bike stuff, I just wanted to let the listeners know that Benji runs a magazine in the kind of, what do you call that? It's not the Driftless region where you guys are, but what's
Driftless? Yes.
Yeah. Is it? Okay. Close enough. In Northeast Iowa, and the name of the magazine is?
Inspired.
Inspired. Yeah.
Yeah, and so.
Inspired magazine. Really, my wife runs it, I should clarify. I do stuff for it, but, you know, she's the brains and the
Do you work in the mail room there?
I do.
Sweep up.
I've seen him load his car up and make deliveries of magazines around, you know, it's a pretty wide area you guys cover, right? You know, I mean, you branch out from Decorah pretty far.
Winona La Crosse all the way down the river. Yeah, it's fun. It's a good area to go, you know, mess around in.
And, you know, I really love the magazine. Every time I'm in Decorah, I pick one up, and it's, you know, it's the type of stuff that I'm interested in, and maybe I'm just a weird guy, but I like the magazine a lot. And
it's an eclectic mix of artistic awesomeness.
Which is exactly what Decorah is. It's well written. It's like, that's what Decorah is.
Yeah.
An eclectic mix of artistic beer can openings. Yeah. Yeah, I love, I mean, you know, Benji, you know, I've been coming there since like 1994 or something, and I love that place. I make it as often as I can.
So since I was a pup.
Right? So absolutely. So tell us about fat biking in Decorah. What's going on? What's there? New? What's happening?
What's the vibe on the street?
You know, the world continues to the vibe on the street. The world continues to do what it does here in Decorah, which is beautiful. You know, there are a lot of people out riding right now on our trails. It's been beautiful the last couple of weeks. It's been nice. It's actually getting a hair dry now almost, which, you know, is good for fun and fast riding. But it's been amazing. For fat biking, one of our local shops has had a killer rental fleet around here for the last year plus. So that's made it a lot of fun for a lot of new folks to get out on big wheels.
It's okay. Tell us the name of the shop.
Yeah, it's not Deke, right?
Yeah, Decorah Bikes.
Yeah, it's Decorah not. Bikes. It's the not Deke invested. Shop in Decorah.
However, there are two notes. As long as we've touched on them already, Mr. Gosen, as many of you know, Deke is doing quite well these days. His foot has gotten better. For those of you who followed,
yeah, he just had an operation last year to try and restore a lot of mobility to his foot, which was pretty messed up,
quite
man.
Severe. And it has worked out somewhat. So he's actually, I have heard, I have not seen with my own two eyes, that he's actually been on a bike or two lately, which is awesome.
Right on. That's good news.
I just went by his shop, on the way down here, and I swear, I'm pretty sure what I saw was the green and yellow Packer/John Deere Moonlander Ops in the window.
Oh, right on.
I could be wrong. Right. I also haven't. I haven't checked in on Hell yet tonight to see if it's frozen over, but that's what I thought I saw. So,
really? Is he anti fat bike?
No, he just wanted to wait until it was a fad. Oh, no, wait, not a fad, a trend. Trend would
or
be
Or maybe that's just Sovereign selling his John Deere Moonlander.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah,
not possible.
Again, no. Just not to pinpoint him on a map or anything, but Eric Sovereign of Surly lives in beautiful Decorah and manages to telecommute to work every single day somehow.
He's a fireman there.
It's a beautiful town, folks.
He's a fireman?
Yeah. Isn't he a fireman?
He rides bikes.
telecommuting as a fireman?
No, no. That's his Surly job. He's a volunteer fireman in Decorah.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you.
What job is a fireman? I think he volunteers at Surly. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think we got it backwards. All right. So are there any events or races or anything like that coming up that maybe we should slide over there for?
It's a little bit to be determined still with the Decorah Human Powered Trails as of what's going on for fall, if anything's going to pop up or not. The Dirt Burger did take place. That is a SAV-sponsored event, if there ever were one.
Kind of on the down low these days after some shenanigans and whatnot.
That was moving on the down low. But it was a solid little crew that came over for that, a little camping and fat biking and whatnot. And I don't know, we're going to have to see if anything shapes up for fall here or not. There is a little night race occasionally on more than one occasion. Usually pops up around October, but DHQT has been busy. Lots of us are going in different directions with all sorts of stuff, and we'll see what happens. Otherwise, you know, you're going to have to talk to Spinner at the upcoming events to see if we can resurrect another PWC this winter or not.
Right on. Now, that'd be awesome. You know, obviously, G-Dog over there is going to see Spinner at Single Speed USA this weekend. So we'll put the clamp all up on him.
We'll talk to him.
Excellent. Definitely. Oh, and speaking of Single Speeds, I think word on the street was that Captain rented a motorhome again. So make sure and trash that this weekend.
And it's my anniversary, so I won't be over there. But Gomez will be there. Represent Anne.
I'm going to go.
Fantastic. And then Captain also told me he rented it for Gnome Fest. So
really?
There's,
it's a good spot. Where Gnome Fest is held now, it's actually a good spot for a motorhome. Or a hammock tent.
It is. Or an airplane. But yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah,
or spaceship.
I think Dave even slept in it last year.
Oh, boy.
On purpose or not.
We don't need to bring him up again.
You drool all over the pillows.
All right, Benji.
Getting back to the Decorah bicycles for a moment.
Yeah.
Josie, who's over there with Travis, they are working the heck out of stuff. She's got a Fearless Women's Dirt ride going on Sundays. They've been riding a lot of fat bikes.
Nice.
A lot of good stuff happening there. And people getting on different fat bikes, which is awesome. Because you guys know Decorah is kind of another Surly hole, as it were. Per capita, I think we actually win. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
There's a lot of places like that, though, you know?
Yeah, it's very, very true.
It's not a bad place to be. Hey, you know, wear that with honor, bro. Not with, like, an excuse.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, whole is a sort of a trophy to win.
So. Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like, you know,
you were talking about a bug hole.
It's kind of like Primus Sucks, right? I mean, you know, right, sort of the same thing.
All right.
Surly Hole, Primus Sucks, kind of the same idea.
And Surly Hole.
All right, Benji, you would not believe how many people are stacking up in the queue. Do you want
people
to have a final
call? Because
we didn't even
ask giving a prize away.
We didn't even ask him the question.
Oh, hey.
Ask him the question.
What would it be? Your fairy godmother, poof, comes in front of you.
Your fairy fat mother, not godmother.
Oh, sorry, fairy fat mother.
We don't say the G word on this show.
Appears before you, poof. And she says, Benji, you can have one fat bike, any fat bike that you want. What is it?
It's really hard.
That's rather a personal statement. Go ahead.
Brilliant. I would love to ride some of the new Salsa stuff. I would love to ride it. I would also like to check out Fairy Fat Mother. Somebody told me I need to check out a Wyatt from Lacrosse. I don't know anything about him.
Oh, wow. Right on. Wyatt from Lacrosse.
Otherwise, well, sort of, you know. And then otherwise, you know, I would just go ahead and get a new Pugsley.
Yeah, Wyatt's an awesome guy. We've met him at several races on this side of Wisconsin.
And then your Fairy Fat Mother would whack you with her wand and say, just one bite.
One only.
All right, but that's fine.
All right, then give me an ice cream truck.
I went and wished for five
He
bites.
Said ice cream truck. That's his one choice.
So Wyatt was number two?
Yeah, he only gets one, though, bro. Well, we could do honorable mentions.
All right.
All right.
Cool, Benji. Hey, feel free to call in any time, man. We're going to see who else is haunting our airwaves here.
Stop by Gnome Fest or send the little lady over.
We're going to work on that. My daughter or my wife? Which one?
Okay. Thank you, Benji. Talk to you again, man. Thanks for calling in.
Cheers, boys.
Bye. Who do I pick? Welcome to Fat Bike Radio. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, gentlemen. Travis. How you doing?
Hey, Travis. Oh, there's Travis. You've been lurking for a while, haven't you?
Yeah. I was planning on being out on the trail tonight. Work sucked so hard today, it just drained the ride right out of me. So, back in the garage with another king-size tall boy, King Street IPA. Calling in to answer the question of the week, guys.
Yeah, what? Give it to us. If your fairy fat mother gave you the choice of any fat bike, what would it be?
If I had my choice of any fat bike, I'd have to go local and get myself a 907 Whiteout.
Nice.
All right. On.
What kind of wheels are you going to put on it?
I think that should have, some head carbon.
Big nice. Wheels, I think. All right.
Boy, I haven't had the opportunity to really spend a lot of time on them, but they sure are light.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing on a fat bike.
What I hear is set up well tubeless, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, you actually have some, don't you?
Yeah.
I
do. And I've ridden Bill Fleming's 22-pound Whiteout with head wheels, with NV seat posts, bar and stem, just tricked out.
Right, that's what you get to do when you own a company. Right. You get to buy the cool stuff.
Like I was going
to
say, just like...
And then it trickles down.
The top guy at a top bike shop should have, man. And it rode like a feather.
I ride for a seat post?
What do you ride?
1995 Dean Titanium that I bought brand new in 1995.
I think I have a slew of Thompson seat posts.
But it's the size that seat tube is. I'm like, hey, that's nice that a 27.2, I can just put this thing in that I've had for 20 years.
Right. Well, that's and still
bikes. It's still an awesome post.
That's why people want another reason, a hidden reason.
So, Travis, we got another caller on the line. Looks like an Iowa caller. Can we give them a little howdy doodly doodly?
You just be our designated drinker because we got rid of Benji.
I got the job covered, Joe.
Tag in. Tag team drinking representation.
Good. All right. Who else is listening to this travesty of a radio show?
It's the Spinner.
Oh, no shit.
Spinner Ryerson, ladies and gentlemen.
I think we were just talking about you in an insignificant way to Benji, weren't we?
Yes, that little unicorn boy. I heard everything she said.
I had no idea
he was a unicorn lover.
I had no idea he was a little unicorn boy.
All right, so the question everybody wants to know, Spinner, is, are we going to have a PWC this year?
Probably. I thought when I handed it off that somebody else was going to take it. Maybe I don't know. It's definitely, if there is one, it will not be on the Fat Bike Berkey weekend this year.
That's probably a good call.
Yeah,
probably. Because I would have made it. Yeah. I would have done that. That would have been a great two weekend thing. Berkey sure. One weekend and bookend it with that and something else. Be like, bam.
And hey, Sven and I can help with this too.
Yeah, we can do some helping.
We want to support that event.
It's absolutely my favorite fat bike event ever, and I would be honored to help in some small and insignificant way.
I'll bring the potato salad.
It's no dairy. It won't spoil. It won't turn in the sun. I tell you, it's the best ever.
It's going to be freaking 10 below zero. There is no spoiling of anything food-wise.
I'll make it with yogurt that I make at home.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Spinner, we were talking to Benji, and everybody here is just a little bit, I don't know, high on life or something. We were inspired, honestly.
From
inspired.
Inspired, we were.
Inspired, parentheses D. That's right. That's how it works.
So, a little negative. Spinner, I didn't get I don't have an umpire or referee shirt, but I have white tape.
Oh,
but I have
what's coming.
I have white tape and a black shirt. Would that work?
Yeah, we can just put black. How white are you? We just put black stripes on you.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, the big bear.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Michael, what are you doing?
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Somebody got excited about
the truthless
moment.
Oh, jeez.
Their radio waves can't handle it.
Yeah, for...
Too much sexy!
Yeah, we could just shave stripes into me. That would work.
That would be awesome. That would work. Yeah, we could do that. You and Chewy, we can do it.
Yeah. Like back-to-back twins, Chewies and yeah. Gomez. So
they
Spinner,
don't bump into each other. Be Velcro. Yeah.
What do you think
I've
of
been
the?
Meaning to call in for the last few weeks, but I'm always dizzy.
Yeah, last week Chewy made it up for everybody that hasn't called in for a while.
I know.
So he answered our question last week, Spinner. Can you answer our question this week?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So can I have a very fat MILF?
Sure. A very fat MILF.
I just thought that would be more fun. Is she related to me? Hold on. I didn't
know that. Is that how they do it? Is that how they do it in Iceland or where, whatever Nordic okay, country you're from?
Yeah. I don't know.
Where are you at when I write this script? With gold like that, my friend, I'll be texting you.
I'll tell
you
what.
What do you think I should use in this? Yeah,
we should have Olav on the script too. He's got a pretty maybe it's a Scandinavian thing. I don't know. That was awesome having him on the show, bro.
Yeah, Olav's.
He sounded cool. I'm glad that you guys let me listen while I'm on it. While I'm calling.
Like, yeah, that's like an automatic thing. The pretty lady with the nice voice, she lets you sit there as long as you want.
My cyber girlfriend, Louise.
So seriously, do you have a dream fat bike, or are you pretty well set? What do you think?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that. I mean, for the type of riding that I do, and, I'm not focused on going super fast. I'm focused on having fun. I like my bike. I was thinking about that. I don't like bikes that can't be single speed. What if you need to put, special shit on there? I like to be able to single them out. I like my bike.
Right on.
I would go with a newer Pugsley. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff out there, but...
I like that new purple friggin' single-speed one, dude. That's a good looking. Yeah. That's a good representation. Yeah. It's not exactly a throwback, but I have a couple of friends with that bike, and every time I see him, I'm like, that's a badass-looking bike.
Hey, I guess who I talked to this week, Spinner? Dave Wiseman. What do you think Dave told me, Spinner?
Is he coming up? Is he going to sneak up single speed?
He's going to try. I know he wants to see, what's going on up there. And he said, boy, I sure would like to build a bike for Spinner, I believe is what he said.
He did. I saw that really nice, fancy baby blue one he had at the Gomez down at the Nabs. But then,
how's O'Gara liking his? I think he's beating on it pretty good.
He loves it. He's got got a 27 and a half fat. He's got kind of a weird deal going on, but he's a little guy, so. He can roll little fatties.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, believe it or not, our queue is just packed with people today.
Let it roll.
You want to hang or you want to bro? Oh, who's opening the beer?
Is that bad? Did I do wrong?
Am I still here?
Yeah, we got Travis. We got Travis lurking in the background. If Spinner wants to hang out, just have a big party.
Two designated drinkers.
Yep. All right. Look, we're going to bring another caller in on this here radio program. We have Travis and Spinner hanging out too. Who's our newest member of the Fat Bike Radio Program Caller In Club?
This is Old Bear down in. In the Ozarks.
Old Bear, what's up, dude?
Hey, we haven't heard from you for a few weeks, brother. What's happening?
Oh, been in and out of the hospital, but I'm a lot better. I'm back on the bike and dropping pounds like grease. So
nice.
That happened since I started riding my bike again, too.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I had a mini stroke. I had what they call a TIA. Don't ask me the technical term. I can't pronounce.
I don't know, man.
I like all chicks named Tia.
Sven's talking chicks now.
They said that day I got out, they said, if you're feeling up to it, ride the marks. The next day was only going to be like 75.
Nice.
It's going to be a beautiful day. And I went out and I rode. Didn't even break a sweat hardly. But it sure felt good to get back on the bike after laying there in the hospital bed.
Oh, I know that, man. I know that feeling, bro. I've had some stints in the joint. I said, being in the hospital is akin. I make it akin to being in prison, man. You're just stuck there. Horrible food.
The food isn't bad in our hospital, but
really. So, Old Bear, tell us. Do you have a answer to this week's question?
Oh yeah.
All right, lay it on us.
Shirley Moonlander is what my fat fairy godmother could bring me.
Killer. So you want the
love of the Shirley Moonlander?
You want the champagne, or do you want the John Deere paint job?
John Deere paint job.
Killer.
For me, I love black bikes, though.
Me too.
Yeah, I wish it was in black.
I like black.
I'm kind of like Henry Ford. I can have my bike in any color as long as it's black.
Black.
Well, you can actually get it in three colors: black, ebony, or charcoal.
Well, Old Bear, we have a full queue of callers. Thanks for calling in, man.
Unbelievably, a bunch of idiots doing a radio show, and people want to call us for some reason. But thank you for calling.
I'll call a little more often, guys.
Yeah, right on. I'm glad you're feeling better.
A little more often because our group is growing to six people down here.
He's nice. We have six listeners.
he's our fat acidor from
Rolla, Missouri.
Rolla, Missouri. So yeah. We have another fat ass ambassador, fat ambassador down there. And that Travis, he's lurking, and Benji's going to kind of be. So this is starting to become a thing.
Bass fishing.
Bass acidor.
Yeah. Fast bass fishing.
She sure.
Guys, go and get your other calls.
All right, man. Right. Thanks a lot, Old Bear.
Feel better, Old Bear.
Man, I love that guy. He's like an inspiration. Totally.
Who's next?
What the hell?
Is that the Milwaukee?
Hello?
All right. We got a new caller. Travis and Spinner are still lurking. Gomez, JK, and I are in the studio being idiots, and we have a new member of the tribe.
This is Ronsta.
Ronsta!
Dude,
that was a nice picture of you being all hardcore and whatnot.
So it was a fun weekend.
So just to fill in our listeners, we have Ron Stowicki on the phone. He's a Milwaukee. It's not Wauwatosa. What's the
Wauwatosa?
Waukesha.
That's Waukesha, I believe.
I love Waukesha. That girl. No, and he just won another in how many Wausau 24 solo 24-hour men's open titles do you have, Ron? Five?
This is the fourth one.
Wow. Yeah. That's a 24-hour off-road race at some pretty awesome trails.
Yep, Rocky.
And you do that solo.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yep.
And can talk legibly afterwards. I've seen him right after he's finished a couple times. He's just like, oh yeah, hey Gomez, how's it going?
All right, like, hey Ron, I actually all right, I have a challenge for Ron. Are you up for a challenge?
Sure.
Well, on certain years, depending on which weekend it falls, some years the River West 24 and the Wausau 24 are on the same weekend, except that the River West 24 starts at 7 p.m Friday and ends at 7 p.m Saturday, whereas the Wausau 24 starts at noon on Saturday. Is that right?
10 a.m.
Okay, and it ends at 10 a.m. on Sunday. So here's my thing. Do the River West 24 and get somebody to drive you up and do the last 12 hours of the Wausau 24. And then you could do like 400 miles or whatever. You could just do more miles. It would be awesome.
And hours,
yeah. 36-hour.
That would be a lot of fun.
A 36-hour race. You know, like guys in NASCAR and IndyCar racing have done that where they'll run the Indy 500 and then they'll jump to the Coca-Cola 600 later in the day in their Lear jet and stuff.
Right. And helicopters.
Yeah, and helicopters and whatever. It'd be like, well, you know, that'd just be kind of a kick-ass thing to do.
Yeah.
I've been dreaming about doing
it. By next year, yes, Uber will have helicopter rides ready for this. Yeah,
if I didn't need sleep after the River West 24 in a big way, I would try and make this happen myself, but I'd just be a piece of jello.
That would be fun, and that would make Wausau a lot tougher.
Right? Well, like a flat. I mean, after four wins, you have to, handicap people somehow. Oh, yeah. Well, I just did 24 hours. What did you guys do? Apparently not.
So Ron won this year on an ice cream truck.
Stop me while I'm passing by. Oh,
bye-bye. These guys, always sing that song every time I say ice cream truck.
It's because it's one of my favorite DLR tunes.
So tell us your mindset behind rocking an ice cream truck with a Bluto this year at the solo 24 hours at Wausau.
Last year I did it on a rigid single speed, and that was hard enough. So this year I haven't been able to ride as much as I'd like to, and I said, screw it, I'm just going to pack up the ice cream truck and the Pugsley for backup and go up there and have fun on a nice, cushy bike. I borrowed a Bluto for the weekend and loved it. It was a blast. So super comfy. They built some new trail up there, so there were some rough sections, and It was just really good having fat tires and a suspension fork and a bunch of gears for once. So it was fun.
What tires did you run?
Just the 3.8 Nards on the 80 mil rims.
Killer. So, did you hear? I remember riding there. I've done a 24 hour race there in a 6-person team on fat bikes, and I just remember my tires.
Yeah, I remember that.
Tires going chuff 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 on all those big rocks, but just rolling over everything.
Look, it was so much fun riding up Ho Chi Minh and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The tires made enough noise that people kind of got out of the way when they heard me coming down the hills and that too. So,
so when it was all said and done, what was the total mileage? You rode a long ways.
I think it was around. There were 12-mile laps.
And you did 15, right?
Like 15. It ended up 160 miles. I got to give props to Andrew, the guy who won the actual fat bike category, because he actually went a lap farther than I did.
Really? Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, why the hell do we have you on the line? Awesome. do you know Andrew's number, Ron? Just kidding. We know Ron pretty well. Ron's the best.
So, Ron, do you know this week's question? Do you want to weigh in on the if your fairy fat mother could give you any fat bike? Having just won the Wausau 24, what would you pick?
I mean, I love my single speed Pugsley a ton. It's still a blast to ride. The ice cream truck was super fun, but I think a Bucksaw would be really kick ass and some terrain like Wausau. So
popular,
I got to ride
answer.
One at a demo a couple months ago and really fell in love with it. So, full suspension fat is a whole nother level that people got to try.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so I have a question for you. As one of the more level-headed bike shop pro and killer long-distance riders, what's your take on plus bikes? 29+, B+, 27+, 26+.
I like them. I had a Krampus for a while. Mm-hmm. I actually ended up selling it to a coworker and just went full fat with the ice cream truck this year.
Yeah.
It's a blast. I'm glad the industry's going that way. I think for three season riding, it's the way to go.
Have you ridden a Stash?
So, just briefly for about 10 minutes a couple months ago, but a few guys at the shop here got them and rave about them. So,
I rode that bike and that bike rides awesome and
I don't
tight.
Say much good about Trek, but when I do, it's about the Stash.
Stash is badass. I wanted to have you on because I think that's so cool that you won the solo 24-hour men's race on an ice cream truck with a Bluto and a 1x10 drivetrain because you hadn't ridden enough and you just wanted to take it easy and ride a cushy bike. That's
yep.
Congratulations, man. If everybody could be that laid back, I think there'd be a lot more fast people in the world.
Hells yeah.
That's the only reason we should ride bikes, is that fun. So
hell yeah. Well,
make them as fun as you want, and fat bikes are a ton of fun.
Right. That's on. For sure. All right, Ron, I don't know where all these callers came from, but got a couple other folks on the line. Give us a call anytime. We're really, we appreciate when people call in, especially people are doing like awesome stuff like you, and just tell us about, how fat bikes are great, how you're great, how we're great. You could tell us how great we are too.
Hook us up with those Badger bike guys.
Yeah, we haven't talked to those guys yet.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk to Julian Noel, try and get him on here.
Yeah, Julian, we've talked in the past. It's just we never, there wasn't, maybe not good follow-up on my end, maybe not good follow-up on their end, but we just haven't followed up yet, so, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're brewing up some new stuff for this fall, so.
Right on.
Excited to see what they have coming out.
We are, too. We have a whole new website.
Yeah, we do?
Yeah.
The Plus Bikes thing?
Yeah.
Did we start that yet?
Yeah. We did.
Right on. We're good at shit.
See you, Ron. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, Ron.
Hey, keep up the great work, guys. Thanks.
Yep. Talk to you later.
This is work.
Yep. Bye.
Yeah, it isn't. Wait,
we're doing work.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
All right. So we still got Travis on the line, but now we have another friend from Alaska who's on the line. Thank you for waiting.
Buenos dias.
Yeah, this is Waukesha Johnson.
Waukesha Johnson. What's up, my man?
Yeah. Don't you remember me, Gomez?
Waukesha Johnson, that is a name that I would remember. It sounds like maybe a Zach Brown yanking my deli. Or who do I have on the phone?
This is Tupper up in Alaska.
Zach's up in Alaska. Tupper's up in Alaska. We got Travis from Alaska on the line.
But
it's an all-Alaska show right
Tupper's
now.
Tupper's in America's... Freezer.
All right.
Fairbanks.
Farbank.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, Waukesha is not a real common name up here.
Well,
strangely, it's over here.
It's kind of a suburb here in Milwaukee.
Did you know that back in the old days, it was like a very famous spring of water was there, and there was hot baths, and it was a resort.
So Tupper, my man.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a fatbike.com sticker on your fucking work desk so I can get some placement on your Instagram feed, my man?
Yeah, that's what we did.
You sent me black ribbon patches, which I have yet to put on my new frame bag, but you didn't send me any stickers.
Oh. Well, let me remedy that.
That's your damn fault, then.
Oh, hoisted by your own petard.
I knew it was my fault.
It's always your fault.
Yeah, foot and mouth.
Are you ready to spill the beans on... Let me just put my wig on and be your fairy fat mother.
Nice.
Tupper, well, I grant you one fat bike. Yeah. That's the one. So,
I'm going to say it again, and I think I called in last week, too. Like, I want an 11.9 Industries downhill fat bike.
All right.
It's not the one bike to have if you're to have one fat bike, but, God, that's such a wet dream, that bicycle. I want that thing.
what color?
As much as you're espousing about it for the last couple of weeks, maybe we could get Lance to hook the hell up on you.
I know. What color are you? They come in they come in like all the citrus colors. Yellow, green, and orange,
I want
right?
Yellow.
Yellow?
I want yellow. Yeah.
Red, orange, green, yellow, blue, purple.
Is it the sausage wrangler or something? What's that one called?
Which from 11.9?
The Donkey Hustler or something? What is it?
Oh, the new salsa. It's the Pony Rustler.
Oh, yeah, what's it called?
The
Pony Rustler. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was Donkey Hustler or something. I don't know what it was, but that thing's pretty cool too. It's not fat bike, but
right.
Hey, we do. We have this website called plusbikes.com, and we don't have a radio show for that yet.
But we
probably had a remedy that situation.
We totally talk about Plus Bikes.
If only
on
you had
show.
A radio show, you could plug that website on, man. You'd be in the
I know. So an 11.9 Haraxadaxabaxabaxadaxatachyon, whatever.
Six inch DH. with the 3-inch wide tires or 3.8s or whatever they're running. Yeah. That'd be a pretty sweet setup for downhill bikes.
Yeah, I think that would be something I'd sure like to try. It'd be like going to Great America and going on the best roller coaster.
Yeah. True that.
All right, well, we're getting
I'll take your word for it. I don't even know.
I knew you were a flat brim hat wearing white sunglass downhill fat biker. Sorry, I'm kind of paraphrasing the great Eric Sovereign there.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, well, I won't take any more of your guys' precious time up. I'm sure you got other people.
Thanks, Tupper. Awesome of you to call in. Yeah. Any week you feel bored and you're not dead, don't have your fingers sewed to the table, give us a shout.
Right. I will do that, sir. All right. Have a good evening, gentlemen.
See you, Tup.
10-4-1-9 over.
Later.
So now all we've got left is Spinner and Travis, because he's the designated drinker.
Right.
Guys, any final thoughts? Because we got to wrap this bad Oscar up, or I'm going to be up until Saturday morning trying to get this ready to go.
Grandma. We haven't even gotten through most of the stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing from me. Heading to Chewy's.
Single Speed USA this weekend. Spinner Ryerson is one of those guys. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shut up.
He always just talks to me in a third person.
Yeah, sometimes it's on the phone when he's not actually even on the air. But right now we're not live, but we're on the air.
I'm in. Yeah, I'm driving back from South Dakota. Gonna go right to Chewy's place, up to the airport, pick up some Texas people, some Arizona people, sort out all the drunk cyclist stuff. Oscar Blues stuff.
Yeah, wow.
Get ready for a shit show weekend.
Well, we're going to add a big helping of Gomez up on top of the shit show right there.
I'll be up there with all my fib brethren, all the Bike Back Ribbon Chicago people.
Mm-hmm. That haven't been excommunicated yet.
Julio.
We're going to pack that place. I'm a little worried about how many people we got coming up. How big was that Gnome Fest? 8-9 that was up there?
We had between 220 and 250, You know, here's what I say to that is, how's that going for you? How's that worrying working out for you?
Dude, dick. It's going to be a bit stressful. I got insurance forms in the mail today, or emailed today, so... We've been pushing it, but I think the final is going to be a good time. I think roller derby is going to be a good decider. I don't know who's going to
decider. I am the decider.
Decider. Gomez is going to be a referee decider.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to be the deciderer.
Yeah. Have you Googled how roller derby works yet? Because I haven't.
Dude, I used to watch it.
Is it flat track?
Isn't Natalia Mendez a jammer?
I know that you...
I would believe it'd be flat track.
You blow the whistle, they start, and then they shoot their jammers out, and the jammers...
Jesus, son.
Jamming and shooting.
I almost just spewed all over the place. Timing, sir.
So the jammers have to go all the way around the track and catch up, and the jam goes for like a minute, and in that minute, the number of the other team that they pass by is the score. That's it.
That's a pretty simple thing when you say it like that.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
And there's a jammer on each team. They wear like a helmet that has an X on it, and the other two people just wear regular helmets.
Yep. And they usually get like one person on each side and just fling the shit out of them right through there.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. How do you do that on bikes?
Oh, it's going to be on.
This isn't going to be on bikes.
Oh, there you go. It's going to be on roller skates.
It's all coming together now.
I thought it was metaphoric.
Roller skates.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
No, we're going to do that. There'll be a lot of other little events. There might be some dwarf cycling and another round of the deciders, but we're going to work on that when we get there. Bernsey from Oddity Cycles is going to set up his own little course. I don't know if you saw what he did down at Single Speed Kansas City.
Oh, nice. I saw that obstacle course. I'm going up there to work. I'm a volunteer.
And you have your own fairy godmill this weekend.
Yeah. All right, Spinner.
Life matters.
We're gonna say goodbye, and we're gonna get rid of Travis too here in a second, and wrap this bad Oscar up because I don't know
neither.
Past your bedtime,
right?
Past my bedtime.
All right. Thanks, man.
I'll see you Friday ish there, Spinner.
All right, I'll be
bye-bye.
There.
Bye bye. Travis, did you open beer number two yet?
Yeah, right at the bottom of it, man. My wife's suddenly wondering why shit face drunk at 6 o'clock at night on Wednesdays.
We're here to help.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
We're cheering you on.
It's not a fat Exeter thing for nothing.
Go, Travis, go. You're the man, Travis. Yeah.
Well,
so
that's like four.
I mean, the bottom of that one, Gomez.
Like what? 4 weeks in a row now? Travis is our.
Travis is the man.
I'm going to put Travis at number one. And Old Bear's right there, though. Not as often, but he's called in a lot. Not as regularly, but he's that Old Bear. He has such a great story about how fat biking has actually made him live longer, even though he's having health problems now. He's an old man. He ain't no young spraying chicken. And if it weren't for fat bikes and his love of it, he would be not doing as well health-wise.
And where he lives, there is just badass trail.
Kick ass. I'd like to ride with that old dude.
Right? Actually, we should probably go down there on our way to Georgia, in February, when we're going to go down and ride that town down there wants us to come down there and ride their trails. I'm like, yep.
Probably harvest our organs.
Not
This one's an eater. Delicious.
Good thing it's February, the coldest month of the calendar year.
Yes. We'll render his fat and make soap.
All right, Travis. We're going to finish up this thing.
We still have quite a bit to talk about, I think.
Yeah, right? So we're just going to do our deal.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
Gonna stare at things again.
I think it was links or something.
We're definitely not to that yet. As far as I know, we've just got done talking to Olaf.
Yeah, this is like Pulp Fiction. Like watching Pulp Fiction.
Wait. So we gave last week's question. Or next week's question is going to be: what's your favorite aspect of fat dash adventure dash mountain dash biking? If I remember correctly, 818-918-2453.
Well, once again, that's 818. Yeah. Where is that?
And we're still looking for more fat acetors.
True.
Hey, we got another caller.
No way.
Who's on the line?
It's Fat Man. I'm here at Trek World, riding Chris Farley with Ronan.
Trek World.
My Farley is so greasy, Fat Man.
Ronan and I are here testing the new tandem fat cycle.
All carbon fiber and Kevlar.
To the fat cycle, Ronan. Fat Man and Ronan, boys and girls.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, that was Fat Man and Ronan. We'll be right back with the Fatty Farm Fuel Report right after this.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
We're back. This week's Fatty Farm Field Report is sponsored by Uncle Dick's Bead Slip. Check them out at Uncle Dick's Bike Shop.
I got a question about Uncle Dick.
What's up?
Where the hell is he this week?
I know. He just showed his show. He came in. He's like, worth the switchboard a little while. Then he took out his guitar. And we were like, dude, you got to come every week. He was all like,
we'll have Uncle Dick doing musical interludes at some show in the not too distant future.
Well, we had Ron Stewicki on the call in there. So
yeah, man, that's amazing.
I'm so psyched about that. What a nice guy.
Absolutely. Let's give three cheers to Ron Staff for winning the Wasser 24 on a fat bike.
Cheers.
Yeah, Ron. Sploosh.
Oh, my God.
So, okay, last week we had a question, too. It's like we had a question this week, but I don't know if it was as contentious this week as last week. I think last week was more of a, you know,
yeah.
It was, USA should cycling. USA Cycling be involved in anything to do with fat bike racing, but in this case, the Fat Bike National Championships.
And to be honest, I invited a lot of race promoters, you know, like the guy from Great Lakes to call in, and I thought he might call in, but he just got too busy or
from
whatever.
His basement?
Scott Chambers, I
yeah,
believe.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So it would have been interesting to hear from that aspect, and probably, you know, we should give USA Cycling a chance to come on the show. I don't know.
Where's Micah?
It just seems...
Micah Rice, it's a call out to you, brother. We'll certainly talk to you. And
yeah, I would talk to him.
We'll just ask you one question. Why'd you jump in at the top instead of starting from the ground up? That's my question.
That's a fair question.
I mean, it's not a dick question. It's actually a serious question. Although I'm going to say it in kind of a dickish tone.
that race was really nice, though. They had an expo. They had sponsors. They had a freaking film crew with a drone pilot.
Guess who else has sponsors and this and that? Donald Trump.
Oh. Well.
He's a promoter. They're promoters. I don't get it. It's kind of the same thing.
And you put it that way. I just want to gouge my own mouth out for
heaven. Girls. I'm going to have to miss Mrs. Garrett this one.
All right.
So, JK, you want to explain the Polish moon?
It's not a lady.
It's not a lady. No, it's normally what's referred to as the Rockwell Allen Bradley Clock Tower here in Fair Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The largest illuminated face clock in the world still, yes. I believe.
Larger than Big Ben.
Well, it's illuminated from behind, which is the killer.
So it's always a full moon. And it was a full moon ride.
The blue moon, actually.
Full blue moon.
We will not have another one until 2018, I believe. That's two full moons in 1 month is what a blue moon is.
Or 3 years from now.
That's 750 Milwaukeeans on two wheels.
Something like that, yeah. I think it was fluctuating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was all to raise some cash for...
Bike Fed.
The Bike Fed building a community bike shop down on Pier Street at their headquarters.
Right, yeah. Which they've been working on that for a while. That's a fantastic idea. They're right on one of our cool bike trails, the Hank Aaron Trail, but they're in a neighborhood that is, what do you say about it? It's not rich.
It's not a rich area.
No, it's
downtrodden.
Do we call it disadvantage? What do we call it?
Is that where the peasants live? Yeah.
No, it's like fully in the.
They should eat cake, then. But it's a great cause, is to get people that don't have access to repair stuff for bikes a place to go and be able to have transportation.
You guys are lucky to have Bike Fed. You know, I got nothing out there in
it's
the
Wisconsin
counties.
Bike Fed. You got them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you scoff.
I've had a lot of bike infrastructure.
If there was a subtitle right there, it would be...
Scoff.
Scoffs.
Hey, Madison and Milwaukee, they do a heck of a job.
Internally, I get you.
Yeah. You know what I mean. There's not much to do out by us. There's just cows.
And... errant vehicles.
Yeah. True that.
All right. So that's the Polish moon ride, pretty much. Fat bikes on it, this and that.
Oh, yeah. Celebrating the Polish neighborhood, south side of Milwaukee. That's also celebrating the Latino culture, that is.
Right on.
Si.
Very represented, Gomez.
Qué bueno.
Well, it was driving me crazy. Ran by a couple of damn taco trucks, and that's really one of my, like,
weaknesses.
Oh, yeah.
Some head taco.
Head taco. Heads on the menu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got order.
Bam.
Boom.
So you went up to Manitowoc.
Yeah, Trivers. Actually, Trivers.
Nice.
Man.
We did the full moon ride up there with George from Broken Spoke, and I think we had about 20 people. And just like down here, the lake up there is really high, so we didn't get as much beach riding in as we would have a couple of years ago, but had some awesome trails, had some pizza, drank some beer.
Killer.
Commiserated with the friendses and whatnot. And
you went to,
I kind of made that the beginning of a weekend that I went the next day to Kewaunee to check out the beach there and just see if anything's changed. Yes, the water's high, but it was such a flat water day that I got down the beach a ways to check it out. And it's actually would be really cool. But cool. You cannot go there if there's any kind of water movement.
Yeah.
And then...
it's the boat we're in.
Right? Yep. When I headed up to reforestation camp, George has a shop in Green Bay, and my intention was to stop at the shop and check it out, but I was having so much fun at reforestation camp riding the plus bike that I didn't get there before the close it.
Nice. The sundial did fail me.
Well, that and, you know... We got the kettles down here, and we got the river trails right outside our door almost, but that's a different kind of a system, and the composition of the ground is sandy-ish. It almost reminds me of Michigan, but the plus bike was just, man, it was awesome on there.
Killer.
I was having lots of fun. So.
And George told you he's going to run a 3-race series up there?
Yep, they're working on, I know we have the shell track, which has been going on for a long time. Right on Manitowoc shoreline. He's got something happening at the reforestation camp on the cross country trails, which is something new because that can actually accommodate a couple hundred people, which sure. That's his goal this year is to get 200 people and see how it works. And it's a nice system. It's gently rolling hills, and on the cross country track, you'd have enough room to have several people abreast.
All machine groomed.
Plus, with throwing in some of the single track, just little sections here and there. Sure. So, it would be really cool. I hope that works out well. The third race, I'm not exactly sure where that is,
but they have a little system up there that's right up on the lake, just north of Manitowoc.
But the deal about this is George is one of the. I mean, he's one of the most enthusiastic guys about fat bikes. I think they do more fat bikes than most shops in the country by a long ways. And what makes that work is that he does stuff like this. He gets people enthusiastic about fat bikes. I was at that reforestation camp. He's got a shop in Green Bay. And every male adult that I saw was on a fat bike. And he was either with his girlfriend or with his kids. But those guys were, and I probably saw 8 or 10, and I wasn't there that long. And was... guys on fat bikes.
Yeah, that's I agree. I went to Rock Cut for a ride and met up with our test pilot Scott Peterson for our Great Rack Shootout, which is almost ready to go. We've been teasing you with the Great Rack Shootout,
right? I'm like, are we ever going to use any of all that video stuff we did?
That's coming right up. Okay. That's coming right up. I think August 15th, all the testing is actually done. So,
I didn't realize we weren't. Yeah, okay. I get it. I thought it was kind of dead in the water.
No. We've been trading racks. And, with travel and this and that, it's like, well, 4 guys, 4 racks, 2 weeks each. But there have been, a couple of dead weeks in there getting things traded around. So, anyway, I went out there and plenty of mountain bikers in that parking lot, but a smattering of fat bikes. All old guys like us.
Right. Well, that's because we figured it out, apparently.
Yeah.
Finally, we're cooler than the young kids.
We like to have fun.
So, are we psyched?
We got some news. I don't know if you guys know this, but we started a new website called plusbikes.com, and we've been working on this, and we're going to announce that Chris Reichel is going to be the editor of plusbikes.com. And this is birthday, the day that we're taping this on Wednesday.
Happy birthday, Chris.
So you can look forward to a lot of cool stuff coming out of plusbikes.com. We're psyched to work with Chris because he's one of us. We're one of him.
Right.
We're cousins. We're amigos.
So Chris Reichel.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows him by that name?
Oh, yeah. It's Dirty Biker from Drunk Cyclist.
Oh, yeah.
And he's currently on a 2-month trip across the country riding on a cross-country bike with a trailer with another bike, a more mountain bikey thing, attached to the back of the trailer.
The Great White Buffalo. Hashtag Great White Buffalo. So after he finishes that...
Wait, are we listening to Ted Nugent now?
No. So after he finishes that, we all go to Interbike together, and we'll be shooting video, and you will
see an all new Gonzo journalistic version of Interbike this year.
I'm looking forward to it. We need some fresh meat in this here company.
And he's all about getting in front of that video camera and being the guy.
Good.
And you see, just I was thinking on the drive into the studio today, it's like dirty and sovereign.
Dirty.
Yeah, I was thinking dirty too.
I was thinking dirty.
Dirty and sovereign. That interview.
One of them's going to want to be the king. Well, the Indian leg wrestling will be turned.
That's how you have to flip. All right. You have to flip the magnets the other and direction. Sob
Indian leg wrestling.
That's what I'll be there to do. Direction, you know. That's I'm always play the director,
mm-hmm.
but not the heavy.
and rarely the foil.
You might need to get somebody.
Hey,
arm. Something.
Put our dirty down, Sovereign.
All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of good stuff we're doing.
Yeah.
We've been putting this Fat Bike Ambassador thing out there and actually had some emails this week from people who couldn't call in for whatever reason, including Ian, who's out in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a long ways away.
Arabian Desert.
Yeah. And he said, I'm going to quote him because I don't want to be taking no God's name in vain. It's God, G-A-W-D. Damn hot in this neck of the woods at the moment. Some folks have posted pics of their car dashes swing 50 degrees C. I don't know what that means, but
Celsius.
Yeah, I know what it means.
Sounds hot.
It's like 110 or more.
Yeah.
It's hot. But despite that, they've been getting out in the big dunes. Sean has been down to the Liwa Desert, and he sent some pictures. I'm going to throw one of those in the show notes. And Sean was one of the early adapters of the team down there at Saudi Arabian Fat Bikers, I think, mm-hmm. on Facebook. Mm-hmm. That completed the groundbreaking crossing, 135 kilometers of just like desert and outstanding terrain.
Yeah.
Which is what he kind of showed in this. And they have a video. I'll have a little bit of that in the show notes as well.
And Travis, who's maybe still on the line.
Travis is on the line.
Hey.
Farewell and adieu to your fair Spanish ladies.
Well, Travis, I threw in the show notes just a little bit about your Kenai Lake trip. You want to just tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I went down camping for the weekend. Didn't start off on a good note. There was a 7-car pileup on the highway, a fatality, and a 10-hour sit.
Oh, no. Wow.
On the road. Yeah, everybody heading south from the Kenai Peninsula drive. Like you're saying, yeah, it was kind of a bad deal, you know, bad stretch of road. But yeah, we got down to camp and went and explored some chunks of Kenai Beach. The water's pretty high right now, so we were only able to kind of ride little quarter, half mile stretches at a time. But went back through the campground and some roads, and you know, got to check some of that scene out. Absolutely beautiful. I think in the fall, if the water drops, and in the spring, there could be some great potential there to just have some fantastic beach riding.
So I saw some pictures. There was one that looked like the foliage was pretty high.
Oh yeah, we did Sunday. We rode the Crescent Creek Trail, 14 miles round trip, pretty much 7 up and 7 down. And this time of year in August, the trail will start really getting overgrown. And so, yeah, that meadow we pulled into, that was pretty much grass over my head. And we were getting close to the creek, which increased the possibility of coming across a bear.
Is that you in the photo?
What's that?
Is that you in the photo?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll use that for a wallpaper Wednesday for sure, because I love that picture. And were you packing heat to keep the bears at bay when you were riding through the meadow?
Yes, yeah, I had a guide holster on, and I've got a Ruger 454 Super Alaskan Red Hawk 2.5-inch barrel with some 300-grain cast core rounds in that baby. So,
and your wife had bear spray, right?
Absolutely, yep. We travel with both, and, you know, throughout the ride, you get good sight lines, you can fly. Well, on the way up, you're not going very fast. It's a pretty good climb. But, you know, you got good sight lines, but you hit these patches of trail where you'll get this vegetation that's head high. And particularly when you get near the creeks, you know, that's more likely where the bears will be hanging out looking for fish. And so we group up
Wife's got bells and the bear spray. I got a little speaker that I hang off my handlebars. I blast that, and then we just kind of scream our head off. And, you know, if you make a lot of noise, you're really unlikely to have an encounter, but you want to be prepared.
Yep, and Ruger will prepare you.
And if you play, like, Sleep's Dope Smoker, it goes for 60 minutes straight over the speaker. Boom, look out, bears, here I come.
It's got a song. Yeah, yeah. For sure. A song for every occasion. So you didn't go and wrestle Nicholas Carmen, did you? Are you afraid of the little guy or what?
I am not afraid of Nicholas Carmen. I just had kind of, I'm gonna meet this challenge, Gomez. I've not forgot about this.
Right.
And last week had family in town, and
I was actually a little worried about like a ruckus breaking out, and I really haven't told Nicholas that you're coming in. So maybe we need to set this up and work out the whole promotion so it can be like The Bike Shop presents.
We need to be in on the betting somehow.
Travis the Hammer Hubbard versus Nicholas Chainsaw Carbon.
Hey,
makes me cough.
Is that Fat Man at the door?
Sorry.
Now that I am an official ambassador, I'm wondering when I'm going to get my license plate, because I really want some diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity.
All the other ambassadors asked for coke and whores.
Then I could do like
not Lethal Weapon 2 references.
I can walk in and get the best steaks and just grab them behind the counter and walk out the door with them.
Wow.
Awesome, man.
Priority. Plate, diplomatic plates and meat.
All right. We still gotta get through the rest of this show somehow.
We still have more material. So yeah. one of the things that that we have on our list here is we lost a great cyclist from Milwaukee this week. Rob Hoffman. We knew him as Shugs because he rode a Sugar.
And he also had that pimp ass coat on every Fat Tire tour and Santa ride.
A great guy who lost his life while doing what he loved, though. So
cycling.
You know, let's send Shugs off to heaven, and we'll take a break. We'll be back after this.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Based in Harrisonburg, Virginia, Wanderlust creates lightweight, durable, and high-quality custom frame bags and bikepacking gear. Whether you're looking to get the weight off your back for epic day rides or gearing up for the Great Divide, Wanderlust can help outfit your bike. Visit wanderlust-gear.com for more information and online ordering.
And we're back with Fat Bike Links.
I was thinking about Rob.
Yeah, it's a very, very...
Well, we'll have our buddy Dave at Bike Fed wrote a really good story about it, and the picture that he posted of Rob with the American flag was on what we call a crappy bike ride on July 4th, and the little girl in the picture is my daughter.
Yeah.
That was the first time she met Rob. This was probably 8 years ago, maybe, or so. And, you know, he didn't know her from Adam, but I just remember him being nice to everybody, nice to the daughter. And on that ride, my daughter later in the evening crashed at 8 years old on this little, you got to see the bike. It's like an 18-inch BMX bike, and got road rash over most of one side of her body because she was going really fast, chasing some older kids. And I just remember, like, everybody, including Rob, coming around and saying, it's going to be okay. Dudes love chicks with scars. And, you know, that's like a typical Rob thing to say, for sure, is that, everything is and it's just fun. And we'll miss the guy. We're going to be, giving him our respects on Friday. And you know. I'll miss you, man. Hard to go back into the rest of the show, isn't it?
And we'll be right back.
Yeah. Well, we've got some links that we always put in the show. We just talked to Olav. You know, he's famous because of this French thing. But you can check that link out.
And obviously trilingual. Perhaps quintlingual.
Yeah, he was even getting like pop culture language flying there.
Maybe that's how they learn English. They watch pop culture show. Well, shows.
Milwaukee, the fancy. Hey.
What the hell's this thing about Under Armour gets into the Fat Bike game? That's got to be JK.
Yeah. They have a shoe. Trail running shoe. Go where you don't belong in big caps. Inspired by the oversized tires found on, quote, fat bikes.
And they have like a fat bike tread on the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen them before. That's cool.
Yeah.
Under Armour, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, it just came out of nowhere. I was like,
are the bottoms green still?
We can be. That teal.
Yeah. I don't know, I kind of remember
them. Teal. Come on. You know your color scheme. Yeah. You had the 128 Crayola pack. You know, cyan.
Magenta.
Yeah, we have a couple of the usual suspects. We haven't
got Joe Boo in there.
We haven't heard from Death Rider lately, but they did a thing at the Cogs ride up in Superior, Duluth area. Cool. And they went sea kayaking after that, so check that one out.
He's like land, sea, and underground.
Right.
Because he does that.
Yeah, he does the urban exploration kind of thing.
Kevin Breitenbach is going to test gear for us now. So he's starting to send in some stories. He has a link here, which gives the history of ice biking and riding that goes all the way back to the turn of the century, the first great bicycle revolution.
I started to read it. I just didn't get all the way through it.
Yeah. It's something that you... culturally, the Alaskans are very interested in the riding that went on. It's like, we didn't just start this yesterday, boys.
Yeah, they had like army...
Right.
Army brigades or whatever.
And riding on the squads. River, man. You know, that's rivers of ice.
Right on.
We have Plus Bikes links.
Those jerks over at Plus Bikes have stuff up.
Yeah. You, Sven.
You.
You. You. That guy over there.
You. Hi. You.
You wrote about some fat Be Nimble tires.
Yep. So far, so good. Been out only a couple times, but that was a first look story. And, boy, I'll tell you what, them things are light.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We have the 29 plus review coming down the pike from Ken Blakey Shell. That'll probably publish next week.
Right.
We kind of have a few stories stacked up there now for the plus bikes genre, and things are cooking pretty well on the fat bike. And we've been I kind of shook the bushes a little bit and asked our test pilot crew for this year to send me little.
Just let it go, man.
Jesus.
He's right here.
Driving me insane. You have no idea.
We have a little gnat that's like flying around the studio. It's freaking us out.
Right on.
So anyway, I asked our test pilots to send us a story. And you know what they did? They sent us stories. Jeff Price sent me like four stories.
There we go.
So...
Travis is going to do a story.
Right on.
Yeah, we got stuff coming up.
JK's got a story working.
Yeah, he does.
Got that bag story.
He alleged that it would be done soon.
Really?
Oh, yes. I got to put it through its paces.
Yeah.
A little piece.
That's the process.
You know what else is a process?
We're here to help you.
Thanks to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast.
You know what that means? That means we almost have made it through the show.
So we're already 30 minutes past our... It was such a great show.
An epic show. Because people called in.
You know what? It's awesome talking to people. And we would love to have people talk all the time.
Yeah.
We just need to cut down how much we talk.
Probably.
Maybe.
Have to stop writing such a long damn strip.
All right. But hey. Fat Man and Ronan, ladies and gentlemen.
Fat Boy and...
Hey, be sure to check out the new episode of Fat Camp with our amigos de Michoacan, Ken and Andy. That new show airs on Saturday morning, August 8th. That'll be tomorrow.
They're going to talk about tire ratios and things.
Tire sizes, wheel sizes. Yeah,
just how all that relates. But like,
oh, more like tire widths and rim widths, right, and how that does.
Right,
to it,
which I want
to,
I want to get Ken's take on my Dillinger fives on a 50 millimeter rim.
Yeah,
because that's what I'm running on one of my bikes, and I actually love it, but I don't ride very hard, and I'm not just like my ratios are all off. I'm sure.
Yeah,
my ratios are off.
No, but yeah, give a listen to it.
You sound know, like a.
You guys know how. You guys know how entertaining we are. And know nothing. Well, those guys are entertaining and know something.
Right. I'm going to hook them up with some Trek engineers, and they're going to rap about stuff.
Angoneers. All right.
Trek.
I'm going to go ahead and say
Star Trek
bye engineer. Now.
Mr. Scott. Slow, kids.
Join us next week where the question of the week is, what's your favorite aspect of Fat Dash
Adventure
Dash Biking? Dash.
Com.
Question mark. Yeah.
Say bye.
Okay, bye.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.